The story of Philip Zodiates, chronicled in his own words and shared during this episode of the Easy Conversations podcast below, underscores the critical intersection of faith, justice, and the call to protect the vulnerable. His harrowing journey through legal battles and imprisonment highlights a broader spiritual and cultural battle, one that seeks to challenge the moral fabric of society and the protection of children. As Christians, Philip's story is a clarion call to stand firm on biblical principles, even when facing threats, persecution, or imprisonment. Below, we examine Philip's journey, its broader societal implications, and how Christians can respond with courage and conviction. Faith is the cornerstone in life's trials. Philip Zodiates' unwavering faith in Jesus Christ was the foundation that sustained him through unjust trials, imprisonment, and ongoing legal battles. His journey is a powerful reminder of John chapter 16 verse 33, "In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." Standing firm amid persecution, Philip's story recalls the experiences of biblical figures like Joseph, Daniel, and Paul, men who were falsely accused yet held steadfastly to their faith. Like them, Philip understood that his suffering was not in vain but served a divine purpose. Supernatural strength through the Holy Spirit. Throughout his ordeal, Philip relied on the Holy Spirit to give him the strength to endure injustice. As John chapter 14 verse 26 assures us, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." The call to protect the vulnerable at the heart of Philip's case is his courageous decision to aid Lisa Miller in fleeing with her daughter to protect the child from alleged abuse. His actions exemplify the biblical mandate to defend the innocent and the powerless. A biblical mandate. Proverbs chapter 31 verses 8-9 commands us, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy." Philip's intervention highlights the responsibility of Christians to act when systems of justice fail to protect the vulnerable. Societal and legal failures. The suppression of credible evidence of abuse in Lisa Miller's case by both state and federal courts exposes the erosion of moral safeguards for children. Philip's story reveals a chilling trend: the prioritization of ideology over the safety and well-being of the most defenseless. The alarming implications of the Zodiates case, as Philip Zodiates himself has warned, his ongoing civil trial is more than a personal legal battle, it represents a pivotal moment in the fight to protect children from exploitation and abuse. The Southern Poverty Law Center's SPLC role. Philip's account exposes the SPLC as not only bankrolling the civil suit against him but also promoting agendas that threaten to normalize adult-child sexual relationships. The SPLC's vast resources and influence have been wielded to suppress evidence of abuse while vilifying those who defend children. A precedent-setting case. The implications of this trial extend far beyond Philip. If the SPLC succeeds, the case could set a dangerous precedent for legitimizing pedophilia and dismantling religious and moral defenses against such exploitation. As Philip cautions, this is a global issue, with organizations like the United Nations and Planned Parenthood International advancing policies that weaken protections for children. The threat to religious freedom, the concerted effort to label Philip's actions as a hate crime because of his faith underscores a broader agenda to criminalize Christianity. Standing on biblical principles in the face of such opposition is both a challenge and a necessity for today's believers. Lessons from Philip's prison journey. Philip's imprisonment was not a defeat but an opportunity to glorify God and minister to others. His experience mirrors the Apostle Paul's encouragement in Philippians chapter 1 verse 12, "Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel." Ministry behind bars. During his time in prison, Philip led Bible studies, counseled fellow inmates, and shared the hope of the gospel. His faithful witness transformed lives and fulfilled Jesus' great commission. Matthew chapter 28 verse 19. Embracing suffering with joy. Philip's refusal to succumb to bitterness exemplifies James chapter 1 verses 2-4. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." His story challenges believers to trust in God's sovereignty, even in the darkest seasons. A call to action. Defending truth and justice. Philip Zodiates' story is not just an account of personal endurance but a rallying cry for Christians to rise in defense of justice, morality, and the protection of children. Here's how we can respond. Stand firm on biblical principles. As Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13 urges, "Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground." Refuse to compromise your faith, even under threat of legal persecution or imprisonment. Expose and oppose harmful agendas. Educate yourself about the SPLC's actions and broader cultural movements that threaten children's safety. Share this information with your community and confront these issues with truth and love. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15. Support financially and spiritually. Philip's legal battles have drained resources. Donate to efforts like 419 Fund to aid those on the front lines of defending children and religious freedom. Above all, commit to regular prayer for Philip, his family, and others facing persecution. Advocate boldly. Write to legislators, media outlets, and community leaders, urging them to speak out against the normalization of harmful ideologies. Silence is complicity. Let your voice be heard. Raise awareness. Share Philip's story and the alarming implications of his case through social media, church groups, and other platforms. As Philip himself has said, the strength of darkness lies in its secrecy. Let's bring these issues to light. A call to courage. Philip Zodiati's journey is a powerful testament to the cost of standing for righteousness in a fallen world. His unwavering faith, sacrificial actions, and bold defense of biblical principles remind us of our calling as Christians to be the light in dark places. As threats to morality and religious freedom grow, let us take heart in the promise of Romans chapter 8 verse 28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. May we remain vigilant, prayerful, and courageous, trusting in God's ultimate justice and plan. The author generated this text in part with GPT-3, OpenAI's large-scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, the author reviewed, edited, and revised the language to their own liking and takes ultimate responsibility for the content of this publication-related VCA posts on Philip Zodiati's Linda's Lessons Learned, Christian Persecution in Virginia by Linda Wall, March 2018. Linda's Lessons Learned, Please You Send 3 Postcards for Philip? April 2018. Breaking News. Another Christian in America headed to prison. August 2018. Virginia businessman goes to prison for being a Christian. December 2018. Punishing Christians in America through imprisonment. March 2019. Southern poverty lawsuit against child protectors could set precedent for normalizing adult child sex. September 20, 2023.